Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Have you ever felt like you're just a bit out of step? You know, maybe you take things a little slower or your ideas seem, well, different. Like you're not quite on the same fast track as everyone else. It's that feeling, right? That frustration when the world seems set up for a certain pace and maybe you miss out. Well, today on The Deep Dive, we're getting into a story that really hits on that. It's called Tina Turtle's Ice Slide Surprise. And yeah, it sounds sweet, but honestly, it's packed with insights. Think of it as a kind of guide to innovation, teamwork, and using what makes you different as a real strength. So our mission here is to pull out the key lessons, stuff about creativity when things are tough, sticking with an idea, working together effectively, and why being unique is actually super valuable. We want to show how Tina's whole adventure gives you real practical ideas, whether you're prepping for a meeting, trying something new, or just curious about how great ideas actually, you know, happen. Think of this as your shortcut to figuring out how you can use these ideas yourself. Ready to dive in?
Let's do it. What's great about Tina's story is how it shows that limits, they can actually spark the best ideas. Her frustration at the start, that wasn't just a problem, it was a starting point for something new. The story mentions she waddled to the water slides at Sunshine Camp, but the line was always closed by the time she got there.
Ah, yeah, that constant missing out. I think a lot of people can relate to that feeling of being sidelined somehow.
Exactly, it wasn't just once, it was this recurring thing. She couldn't join in because of who she was, her natural pace.
So that sets the stage. But how much of what happened next was just Tina being brilliant on her own? And how much was something else? It's easy to just get stuck feeling frustrated, isn't it? What do you think shifted for her to get past just being annoyed about being slow?
That's a really good point. It's more than just having a smart idea. The story says, one day, while nibbling on a frozen berry, Tina had a wild idea. Okay, so the berry seems small, right? But it triggered something. It made her connect her problem being slow with a resource she did have access to or could get ice.
Oh, okay. So not, I can't use their slides, but how can I make my own thing with what's around?
Precisely. It's like thinking inside the constraints, but creatively. She stopped seeing slowness as just a barrier. The frozen berry links to ice, and suddenly there's a new path. This is sort of classic design thinking, really. The limitation doesn't just create the need for a solution. It actually shapes what that unique solution looks like.
That jump is fascinating. From the problem to seeing an opportunity because of the constraint. And crucially, she didn't just keep this wild idea to herself. The story makes a point that she immediately went and gathered her friends, Benny, Lulu, Max. She didn't just tell them, she got them involved. That feels important.
Oh, absolutely foundational. It taps into this idea of share brain power, synergistic teamwork. Yeah. It shows how different skills coming together make something bigger possible. Look at what each friend did. It's specific. Benny the Beaver, he gnawed wood for ramps. He had the natural ability, the teeth for the job, right?
Right, the heavy construction.
Exactly. Then Lulu the Lemur, agile and quick, tied vines into rails. That's about safety, finesse, connections. And Max the Mouse, small, yeah, but persistent. He fetched buckets of water, the essential ingredient. He's logistics, supply chain, you could say.
Oh, yeah, the water supply guy.
And Tina. Her slowness, remember, wasn't a drawback here. Her steady shell was perfect to drag ice blocks and line them carefully. Precision work.
So her weakness became the exact strength needed for that specific job. Careful assembly.
Perfectly put. It wasn't just tasks being handed out. It was a team where each specialized strength was vital. Benny for structure, Lulu for safety details, Max for resources, Tina for vision and assembly. It really drives home that big, truly new idea. They often need more than one person's skills. You need that mix. Think about it like a startup. Do you just hire people who fit the standard mold? Or do you look for those different skills, the Benny Lulu Max perspectives that bring something totally new?
I love that. It creates this like network effect of competence.
Yeah.
And that image the story gives, piece by piece, the first ever turtle ice slide began to sparkle in the sun. You can almost see it happening. But of course, new ideas, they often get pushback. The story says, at first, the campers giggled.
Yeah.
They were like, an ice slide in summer. That sounds so familiar. That initial skepticism, maybe even a bit of mockery from people used to how things are.
It really does.
Yeah.
And facing that takes courage, doesn't it?
Yeah.
To stick with your vision when people just don't get it yet.
So how vital is it then to not just talk about your idea, but to actually show it works, to turn those giggles into cheers?
Oh, it's often critical.
Yeah.
Especially with something really unconventional. Tina didn't argue, did she? She acted. The story describes her climb, the deep breath, and then zip down, wee. She slid so fast, her shell sparkled like a sled.
The wee moment. I like that. The proof is in the pudding, or the sliding turtle.
Exactly. That wasn't just fun. It was the proof of concept. Undeniable. And it instantly flipped the script. Everyone cheered, rushing to try it out. The skepticism just evaporated. Poof! Replaced by excitement.
Right.
And it wasn't just the kids. Soon, the camp was filled with laughter. Even the counselors joined in, racing each other with popsicles in hand.
Even the authority figures. That shows real acceptance.
It does. It shows that demonstrating the value, letting people experience the benefit, is incredibly powerful. It can overcome resistance way faster than just explaining. It turned her odd idea into this beloved new thing.
It's like that experiential marketing idea, right? Let people feel it.
Precisely. That was Tina's Wii, the ultimate product demo.
Ah, okay. So the slide is a hit. But the story doesn't just end with the fun. This is where, like you said, it gets really interesting. Tina's reflection later, sitting there at sunset, thinking, slow and steady doesn't mean boring, it just means surprising.
Wow, that hits deep, doesn't it? Absolutely. That line right there, that's the core takeaway for us, looking beyond the charming surface. It sums up, I think, three really key principles. First, creativity and just sheer persistence.
Huh.
They can genuinely turn what looks like a challenge into a real strength.
Okay, like her slowness becoming steadiness for building.
Exactly. It wasn't about ignoring her slowness. It was about finding the context where that specific trait was actually an advantage. It's about reframing. You know, maybe you have limited resources on a project, okay, that forces you to be leaner, maybe more focused, more efficient. That constraint becomes a driver.
Finding the upside in the limitation. Okay,
what's the takeaway? Second, that teamwork, that synergistic collaboration is what makes truly big ideas fly. We saw it with Benny, Lulu, Max.
Right, the diverse skills.
Yeah. No single one of them, not even Tina with the idea, could have done it alone. It took all their different abilities combined. The whole was way greater than the sum of the parts. It's a huge reminder that innovation isn't usually about a lone genius. It's about bringing different viewpoints, different skills, different ways of thinking together, like building a really good research team or a diverse board.
Makes sense. You cover more bases, see things others miss. Okay, and the third?
Third. And this one feels really important for anyone trying to stand out. Being different isn't just okay. It can be the source of your most valuable contributions. Tina's idea came from her difference. It was because she was slow that she thought of something nobody else did. Her unique perspective led to the innovation.
So her difference wasn't the problem, it was the catalyst.
Yeah, precisely. And the ice slide wasn't just a substitute for the water slide. It was something new, maybe even better in some ways. It created value the camp didn't even know was possible. It really pushes us to think about our own differences, our style, our background, our weird hobbies, whatever. Not as things to hide, but as potential sources of unique insight and value. That's often where the real breakthroughs lie.
Okay, so wrapping this up for everyone listening, how do you take these insights from Tina and, you know, actually use them? How can you look at your own situation, maybe your perceived weaknesses or quirks, and see them as strengths, like Tina did?
Yeah, it's about asking those questions, isn't it? What are my frozen berries? What small detail or personal trait could spark a different kind of idea? Where's the constraint I'm facing right now that, if I look at it differently, could actually push me towards a really unique, effective solution?
That was a fantastic look at Tina Turtle's ice slide surprise. It really shows how much wisdom you can find in unexpected places. We've talked about thinking differently, working together, and really owning what makes you unique.
And the big takeaway, I think, is just so empowering. You don't have to fit the standard mold, be the fastest or the loudest, to make a real impact. Sometimes the coolest ideas, the game changers, come from seeing the world a bit differently, from thinking outside your own shell.
So as you head back into your week, maybe chew on that, what stands out for you from Tina's story? Is there a perceived weakness, a quirky idea, a different approach you've been hesitant about? Could that be your ice slide surprise waiting to happen? We really encourage you to think about how you might step outside your shell this week. You might just find an amazing advantage you never expected.